Let's begin with prayer.
那我们以祷告来开始。
Dear God, thank you for this day.
亲爱的主，我们为今天感谢你。
Ask that you will be with us throughout the day.
求你今天都一直和我们同在。
As we study your word.
当我们学习你话语的时候。
Pray in Jesus' name.
我们这样祷告，奉主耶稣的名求。
Amen.
Well, I have an odd problem.
我有一个比较特别的问题。
At the end of class last week, I was given a question.
在上次课结束之后，有人问了我一个问题。
And as I prepared to answer the question this week,
然后这个星期呢，我就想说，怎么回答这个问题。
I realized it's going to take the whole class period to answer the question.
我就意识到说，要回答这个问题需要整堂课的时间。
But it's an important question.
但是是一个很重要的问题。
One that I have thought a lot about the last couple years.
是过去一两年我一直在思考的一个问题。
Let me give some background.
我给大家一个背景。
And then talk about the question.
然后呢，我来谈这个问题。
Last week I began talking about, the personal discipline of our tongue.
上个星期呢，我讲到了我们那个言语的个人纪律，个人操练。
We've been looking at different disciplines.
我们在看不同的个人操练。
And I talked about disciplining our tongue.
我就讲到了对我们言语的操练。
How we use our words.
我们如何应用来运用我们的言语。
And so at the end of class, someone said, I have a question.
所以呢，上次课结束之后呢，有人就说我有一个问题。
How do we speak the truth? Paul says, speak the truth.
我们保罗说我们要讲真理
But he says speak in love
但是他说要在爱心里讲真理
So I said I'll start next week with a short answer
所以我上次就说那我下个星期课开始的时候我给你
们
给大家的回答
And Monday I started working on an answer
然后星期一呢我就一直在想这个问题
And by the end of Monday had more than I think I can fit in the entire class period
然后到星期一结束的时候我觉得这个答案呢整堂课都不够讲
This is an important topic
这是一个非常重要的一个题目
Let me give you three places I see us failing in this
我就看在我们在三个方面怎么在这方面都是失败的跌倒的
The church, the Christian church as a whole
就是基督教教会的作为一个整体
has become very divided
在这方面呢我们就这个议题上呢我们大家都很分裂我们的言语都就是大家有不同的意见
At a time when more than ever we need to be united
我们比以前任何时候都更需要联合
But we are unable to speak the truth in love.
但是我们却无法在爱心里说诚实话。
Some in the Christian church say, I speak the truth.
有的人就说在基督徒的这个圈子里就说我讲真理了。
And if it hurts people, too bad.
如果让人觉得受伤如果伤害到人了太那没办法太糟糕了。
I am standing for truth.
我在为真理而战，为真理站立。
Others，
另外一部分呢
？I love everyone。
我爱每一个人。
And if there is no truth, it's okay。
如果没有真理也没关系。
At least we love one another。
至少我们彼此相爱。
And the church becomes divided。
然后教会就因为这个就是挺分裂的。
Within local churches,
在地方教会
I have seen churches that have compromised biblical truth.
我就看到教会呢，在这个圣经的符合圣经的真理上呢，就开始妥协
Accepted teaching that is clearly against scripture.
就是接受跟圣经完很明显的违背圣经的教导
Because they say we must love everyone.
因为他们说我们要彼此相爱，我们要爱每一个人。
And we must not divide over these issues of truth.
我们不能因为这些关于真理的这些议题呢，我们就分裂。
I have seen other churches.
我也看到有的教会
that become harsh and divisive.
也是变得比较就是严苛了，然后呢也是开始有分裂。
We are standing for truth.
我们在为真理而站立。
I was invited to speak at a church several years ago.
很多年以前有个教会请我去讲道。
And when I had never been there.
我从来没有去过那个教会。
And when I walked in, there was a list of rules.
然后呢，一进到教会里边呢，墙上就有一个清单。
Not list of rules for the speaker. I've been at places that have that.
他那个清单上面有一堆的规矩，那个规矩呢不是给讲员的。
These were rules to walk in the door.
他就是说，你一进到这个门里边呢，这是说对任何进到这个门里边的一些人的规则规矩。
And I'm not sure if it was the Lord or the devil who inspired me at the moment.
我也不知道是不是这个撒旦那时候。就是让我一下子脑子怎么转起来
to say to the pastor,
我就对那个牧师说
I don't think I better read the list
说我最好不要去读你这个清单
because I'm supposed to speak this morning
因为今天早上我是讲员
and if I found out that I'm not even allowed to attend it would be embarrassing
如果我在那看到说我都不应该不符合这个进入这个教会的调资格那我最好别讲话
They felt we are standing for truth
他们觉得说我们在为真理站立
But that day I learned that they didn't know much about love
但是那天呢我就了解到学习到其实他们对爱却没有很多的了解
Within a local church we have to be able to speak the truth in love
在地方教会里边我们必须要学习就是在爱心里说诚实话
Moving even closer from the big church to the local church within families.
然后我们从那个大的那种大型教会到地方教会然后呢再到我们个人的家庭里边生活里边
I have seen marriages
我看到婚姻
where one spouse or the other
不管是婚配偶中的哪一方
says I speak the truth
其中有一个就是说我讲的是真理是真话
When in fact,
但实际上呢
they are just a boy
他们就是他们就是欺负别人的那个小霸王
and the wife
然后那个太太
or the husband
或者是那个被先生
ladies, you ladies can be a bully too
你知道吗一个女生这个太太也可能成为那个欺负人的人
or the children
或者是孩子
cannot question anything
他们不能有任何疑问
because I am the truth
因为我就是真理
I've also seen families
我也看到有的家庭
where important issues can't be discussed
他们没有办法就是讨论这种重要的话题
we all love one another
因为呢我们都彼此相爱
and so if there is disagreement aboutDealing with issues with our children.
如果就是有重要的那个问就是话题，比如说怎样来跟我们的孩子相处。
Differences about finances, whatever.
不管说还是经济上，我们有不同意见，有歧义。
We love one another, so let's just cover those over.
所以我们都彼此相爱，所以我们把这些东西都遮起来，掩盖起来。
At every level, as Christians, we are called to speak the truth in love. And this has very practical implications for our Christian witness.
对于我们基督徒的这个个人的生命见证里面，我们不管在什么层面上，我们都是被教导说要在爱心里说诚实话，这是对我们影响很大的，对我们个人的见证。
Let me start with some wrong answers that I've heard.
让我先来讲我所听到的这个不对的答案，错误的答案。
Some people, some Christians think we must choose. We must either speak the truth or love.
有的基督徒以为我们必须在这两者之间做个选择，或者我们讲真理，或者我们只是有爱心。
And they will say, I'm a truth speaker.
他们就说我是一个讲真话的人，讲真理的人。
Yes, it hurts people, but...I stand for truth.
可能会伤到人，但是呢，我在为真理站立。
Or I love people.
或者说，哎呀，我很爱人。
And yes, I compromise truth.
我可能是在真理方面妥协了。
But at least they know I love them.
但是起码他们知道我爱他们。
Paul doesn't say speak the truth or love.
保罗没有说你们说真理或者是有爱心，不是说或者。
What he says in chapter 4.
保罗在第四章说什么呢
Speaking the truth in love.
你们要在爱心里说诚实话。
I think another misunderstanding.
另外一个误解就是
truth is harsh and loud.
那个真理呢，真话呢，都是又很严厉，又声音很大。
Love is soft and warm and fuzzy.
然后呢，爱呢，确实让你觉得很舒服，很柔和，让你感觉那个好像飘飘，就是很舒服，让你。
Who wrote Ephesians?
谁写的以弗所书呢？
Paul.
保罗。
He was never accused of being warm and fuzzy.
他从来没有人指责说保罗太柔和了，就是总是好像很有爱心这样，从来没有指责被人这样指责过。
This is not a matter of personality.
这个不是一个个性的问题。
More and more the misunderstanding I hear.
我听到的越来越多的在这方面的误解就是
is we have to find on every issue the middle.
我们必须要在每一个议题上要找到这个中间路线。
On every issue there are those on this side.
在每一个议题上呢
And there are those on this side.
有人是这个想法有人在这边有人在那边
And speaking the truth in love means finding something in the middle.
所以呢他们认为在爱心里说诚实话呢就是你找到这个中间的这个平衡路线
That sounds good.
听起来很好是不是
Until I bring a dish to the barbecue lunch.
直到昨天晚上下午呢我来吃这个烧烤我带了一个带了我带了一我带了我做的菜
And I say to you,
然后我对你说
Have some of this.
你尝一尝
I made it myself.
我自己做的
I made it in the middle of the road.
我是在走中间路线做的
Part of it is very healthy vegetables.
有一边呢是很健康的青菜
And part of it is rat poison.
在另外一边是那个杀老杀老鼠的毒药
And I mix them together so that it'll be a right in the middle of the road.
我把它们很好的混在一起，所以呢，这是一个很好的一个中间路线。
I'm going to be very hurt because no one will eat what I bring.
然后呢，我可能就感觉很受伤害，因为没人会吃我带的东西。
I hope.
我希望没人会吃啊。
Truth is truth.
真理就是真理。
And so when Paul says speaking the truth in love, he doesn't mean find somewhere in the middle between this error and this error.
当保罗说在那个爱心里讲诚实话的时候，他的意思不是说在这个错误跟那个错误中间找一个中间路线，找一个好像中庸之道。
None of those answers work.
这个答案都不对。
Paul says,
保罗说
speaking the truth.
在爱心里说诚实话。
Truth and love work together. They are not opposites in Paul's understanding.
在保罗的理解里，爱心爱跟真理呢是结合在一起来运行的，而不是说他们两方是互相抵挡的、互相敌对的。
They are together. They are one.
他们在一起，他们是一体的。
This is not just theory, it's practical.
这个不是理论，这是一个实际的问题。
It's not some kind of psychological trick.
这也不是好像一个心理上的一个什么东西。
Paul is being practical here.
保罗在这边是非常的实际的。
When I was in college, I had a class in a psychology class.
我在上大学的时候我上过一门关于心理学的课
And the teacher said now every time you have to reprimand someone
那个老师就讲说每次你要责备人的时候
sandwich it in between two compliments
你就像那个三明治似的你把这个责备呢放在两个赞美称赞之间
you know,
表扬之间
So you say I always have to pick on Richard
对不起啊我总是要去拿这个理查德做例子
Those shoes, I really like your shoes.
我真的很喜欢你的鞋。
Those are nice shoes.
看着鞋子很好的一双鞋。
That is a horrible shirt.
但是呢，你的衣服呢，看上去很难看。
But your smile is wonderful.
但是你的微笑是很动人的。
You see how it works?
你看，就是。
Let me ask you, was it convincing?
我想。
No.
对你是不是有说服力的？他说，理查德弟兄说没有。
Every time that teacher would say something nice to me, I was waiting for the
所以呢
middle of the sandwich.
当那个老师每次对我说好话的时候，我就在等着他中间的那个三明治中间那个责备的话。
Paul isn't doing that.
保罗不是这样子做的。
His teaching here is very practical.
保罗在这边的教导是很实际的，很实
用的。This is how we are to live as believers.
这是我们作为基督徒，我们应该如何来生活。
It's real life.
就是一个很真实的生活。
And look at why he says this is so important.
注意到保罗说为什么这个是重要的。我们在以弗所第四章。
Speaking the truth in love.
他说你要在爱心里说诚实话。
We are to grow up in every way.
我们要在凡事长进。
Into him who is the head.
就是连于元首基督。
From whom the whole body joined and held together.
全身都靠他联络的合适。
By every joint with which it is equipped.
百节各按各职。
When each part is working properly.
当我们每一个个体的功用都开始发挥出来的时候。
Makes the body grow so that it builds itself in love.
便叫身体渐渐增长，在爱中建立自己。
That is one of Paul's long sentences.
那是保罗一个好长好长的句子。
That is saying this.
他说的意思就是。
The goal of speaking the truth in love.
就是你要在爱心中说真话。
Is spiritual maturity.
目标是什么呢？就是在属灵
上成长。You see, if there's no truth, if we're not speaking the truth, we're not growing into spiritual maturity.
如果在这个话里边没有真理的话呢，你在那个属灵的成熟度上是没有成长的。
We're growing into error.
你就是，你不是向着基督成长，你是向着这个错误成长。
If there's no love,
但是如果没有爱的话呢
，We're not growing into maturity as one body.
我们就不是说作为一个身体。在这个成熟度上在成熟。
Instead, we are divided.
我们就开始彼此分裂。
Paul says, this is why it is so important to learn how to speak the truth in love.
所以呢保罗就是说这就是为什么要学习在爱心说中爱心说诚实话的重要性。
In our church,
在我们的教会里面。
In our families, in our marriages,
在我们的家庭在我们的婚姻当中。
To grow in spiritual maturity.
在这个属灵的成熟度上成长。
Peter says something similar.
彼得说了一些类相似的教导。
First Peter 3.
在彼得前书三章。
Verse 15. Always be prepared to make a defense to anyone who asks you a reason for the hope that is in you.
只要心就是说有人问你们心中盼望的缘由就常做准备以温柔敬畏的心回答个人。
In other words,
换句话说
be ready to speak the truth.
就是你要随时准备好讲真话讲真理。
Some of you are going to be asked.
有些人可能会被人问
You Christians,
你们基督徒
why do you, and then they'll ask whatever the issue is.
你为什么然后他们就是这样做他们就会讲到面对一些问题你为什么这么做
Why do you Christians do this?
你们基督徒为什么做这个
Why do you Christians believe this?
你们基督徒为什么相信这个
Paul says,
保罗说
I'm sorry,
彼得说
says, be ready to give an answer.
就是你们都要随时预备好回复
Be ready to speak the truth.
你要随时回准备好呢去讲真理。
But then listen to his very next words.
但是你马上听他下一句话说什么呢
？Because Peter does not say this.
因为彼得没有说。
I do it because the Bible says so.
我之所以这样做是因为圣经这样说。
And if you don't do it, you're going to hell.
如果你不这样做，你就要去下地狱了。
Peter doesn't say that.
彼得没有那样说。
He says, "Be ready with an answer."
他说你们要随时预备好回答。
Yet, do it with gentleness and respect.
但是呢，要带着温柔敬畏的心。
That's love.
那个就是爱。
Having a good conscience.
有一个无愧的良心。
So that,
以至于
when you are slandered.
如果你们要是被人
诽谤 when they attack you.
当他们诋毁你们污蔑你们的时候
those who revile you will be put to shame.
那些诬赖你们的人呢就会自觉羞愧
In other words, Peter says,
就是彼得说
live and speak in such a way,
你们的生活你们的言行是这样的一个方式
that when you're attacked,
当你被攻击的时候
people will know,
周围的人会知道
that
That is the person I know.
那个他们所攻击的不是那个人呢，他们所说的不是那样的。
That is right. I know this person.
我知道认识这个人，我认识他，他不是他们所说的那种人。
Good character.
他们是有爱心、有品行的人。
So what's that look like?
所以那个看起来像怎么样呢？
It seems to me that Paul, in this whole paragraph in Ephesians 4,
我觉得保罗在整个以弗所的第四章
gives us some simple guidelines for what it means to speak the truth in love.
就给了我们一个很简单的一个指导，就是说如何在爱心里说诚实话。
What Paul very often does in his writing,
在保罗的他的写作当中
and when you read Paul, I always encourage you to take this approach.
当你读保罗书信的时候，我建议你是这样的来读。
He very often will make a big statement.
通常他是先把他的大主题给
very general,
就是一个很概括化的。
A few weeks ago, we looked at one of those.
几个星期以前，我们看到了
Ephesians 5.
以弗所书第五章
verse 20, I believe.
21. 21. 5章21节
Submitting yourselves one to another in the fear of God.
他大主题就是纯敬畏基督的心，彼此顺服。
That's the big statement.
那是他的一个大的一个
Then,
接着呢
he gives us under that points that show us how to do it.
在那个大的那个总纲下边呢，他就给我们具体的一个细节，就是我们如何来实行。
Because Paul understands,
因为保罗理解
how to teach well.
如何来很好的教导。
You give the principle.
你给这个总原则。
But then you have to make some clear applications. How will this look in your situation?
然后呢，他也要给你实际的在你的生活中应用的应用的时候呢，看起来是怎么样。
So there he says, submitting yourselves one to another.
所以大总纲就是要彼此顺服。
Then verse 22.
但是马上来到22节就说。
Wives, this is what this will look like for you.
太太们。做妻子的这个在实际的生活中这个彼此顺服对你看起来是怎么样的
About I think verse 25 or so Husbands this is what this will look like for you
然后下面又讲到说做丈夫的这个在实际生活彼此的顺服上在你的生活中看起来怎么样
Chapter 6 begins verse 1 Children this is what this will look like for you
然后第六章就开始讲说孩子们这个彼此顺服在你们生活中看的是怎么样的
About verse 3 or soFathers, this is what this will look like for you.
做父母的，这个彼此顺服在你们生活中看的是怎么样的
？Verse 4 or 5, servants, workers, this is what this will look like for you.
然后呢，第五节六章五节就是说，作为仆人，作为员工，这个在实际的生活中彼此顺服对你看的是怎么样的
？7 or so, masters, bosses, employers, this is what it will look like for you.
在后边第。就讲到说作为老板作为主人那个在实际生活中彼此顺服对你看的是怎么样的
All of that comes under the overall principle.
这个都是在总纲就是那个下边。
The reason I emphasize that when you study and read Paul is this.
所以我之所以强调这一点就是当你学习研究研读保罗的书信的时候。
If you take one of the examples,
你如果只是把里边的一个例子给
And you forget or you miss the big principle.
你忘记或者忽略了那个大总大原则。
You get everything out of balance.
那你所有的东西就有点不平衡，就是已经就失去了那个真理了，就是不平衡了。
There are a bunch of husbands.
有一堆。
Who have memorized wives.
他们就背下来。
The obedient.Submit yourselves to your own husband. They memorized that one.
他们就把那个说做妻子的当顺服自己的丈夫，他们把这句话给背下来了。
And they don't even know it says.
他们甚至不知道这个里边说了说这个里边还有一句说你们做丈夫的。
Love your wives to the degree that Christ loved the church.
你们做丈夫的要爱你们的妻子，就像基督爱教会。他们是
And died for her.
而且为她死。
Makes it a whole lot easier, by the way, for the wife.
如果对太太来讲，这个对太太要求，太太如果知道这句话，对太太来讲是很容易的。
But the problem is they forgot Paul's big principle at the top of that.
就是在这一切之上，你要把保罗的这个总纲、这个大原则记住。
So the big principle here is speaking the truth in love.
所以呢，我们要看到在保罗这里的教导说，大原则就是用爱心说诚实话。
When we come down to verse 25, I think we start to see some ways that this, some practical ways to live this out.
然后呢，我们到了25 right?
Yes.
25节的时候呢，我们就看到在这个实际的生活中，这个在爱心说诚实话的这个细节怎么应用在生活中。
I've put these in the form of questions to ask.
我把它用一种问题的形式
When I decide,
当我决定说
What was it I complained about, Richard? Is it your shirt or your shoes?
My shoes.
I complained about your shoes?
No, no, wait.
Sure, okay. All right.
When I decide, I really need to talk with Richard about his shirt.
当我决定说我真的要跟那个理查德弟兄讲
Aren't y'all glad I don't like the rest of you as much as I like Richard? You know, because I pick on whoever I like.
我不是说我都喜欢你每个人都是一样的，只是我喜欢拿理查德做例子。我不喜欢他穿的衬衫。假如说我决定说我
Most comfortable will be right in that place between me disliking you and me liking you a lot. You know, where
所以当我总是选你的话呢，我或者是不喜欢你，或者是因为特别喜欢你。
When I decide I need to talk with Richard about his shirt.
当我说我应该跟那个理查德讲讲他的衬衫的问题的时候
Number one.
第一点
Is it true?
第一个我要问一下，我讲的这个话是真话吗
？Verse 25，
第25节这样说。
Therefore, putting away falsehood，
他说你们要弃绝谎言。
Let each one of you speak the truth，
个人与邻舍说实话。
Now this seems overly simple，
看起来好像过于简单了。
For adult Christians，
对于那个成人的基督徒
，who know the Bible，
而且你们也都是知道圣经的。
But the truth is,
但是这个真相
in our conflicts,
在我们有冲突的时候
we can begin to forget to speak the truth.
我们会忘记说实话，说真话。
And here's how it happens.
那是如何发生的呢？
We decide what we think their motivation is.
我们就决定我们所认为的对方的这个动机是什么。
Again, we have some basic disagreement.
比如说我们有一些基本的一些不同意见，一些分歧。
Disagreement on some issue of how the church should respond to some problem in our society.
比如说我们一些教会应该如何来对社会上的一些问题来回应，我们在这方面呢，我们有不同意见。
It's an honest disagreement.
这是一个很诚实的，很诚恳的一个。分歧一个
And Paul says,
保罗说
sit down,
那你们就坐下来
and speak the truth in love.
就是以爱心说诚实话
And when you finish, both of you will have grown in maturity.
这样呢如果你们能爱心坐下来爱心说什么你们两方都可以在这个成熟都可以更成长更强壮
That's hard.
那个其实不容易
This is much easier.
更容易的是什么呢
The reason he disagrees with me on that issue,
他之所以在那个问题上跟我不意见不同
is he is a right-wing fanatic.
因为他是一个那个右派的极端主义者。
So I don't need to even listen to what he says.
所以我都不需要听他说什么。
Because he's just a right-wing fanatic.
因为他就是那个右派的那个狂热主义者。
Or,
或者呢
as I heard just this morning, we got an email.
就像我今天早上刚刚收到的一封电邮。
That person has gone woke.
那个人呢进入了这个觉醒运动。
Canceling.
And so I can throw out.
Cancel him.
I can throw out everything he says.
所以我可以把他说的每样东西呢根本就不要听了。
I don't need to ask, is it true?
我就不需要再问说这个是真的吗
You see?
你知道吗
Here's
the problem. 但是问题在于
I'm not speaking the truth.
我没有说实话说真话
I am determining their motivation without knowing.
我甚至还不知道我就先就是决定了说他们的动机
And then I am coloring everything about them by that. That is not speaking the truth.
然后呢我就因为我所有的这个印象呢就把他这个整个人呢都好像戴着有色眼镜来看这个人那这样的话呢我就不是在说实话
And again this is, has very practical implications
这在我们的生活中是有非常实际的应用的
A few months ago
几个月以前
A church ministry that I have friends very much involved in
我有就是有一个教会的他的这种事工呢，那我有些朋友在里面这个参与很多。
Came into conflict.
他
within themselves.
他彼此之间呢就有一些冲突。
Over what I feel to be a fairly minor issue.
就是他们的冲突呢，他们的矛盾在于一个在我看来是一个很小的一个议题上。
A conflict over which translation of the Bible they should use in their worship.
就是 where? In their portion?
In their worship, which translation of the Bible?
就是在他们敬拜的时候呢，他们应该用哪个版本的圣经。
I have friends in this organization that felt very strongly on both sides.
我在这个朋友呢，我有两边都有朋友，就在那个在这个施工在这个机构里边，有的人觉得应该用这个，有人应该用的，他们的意见都很强。
It's not my organization, so
那也不是，所以因为我没有加入这个施工，所以对我也没太大关系。
But I get a phone call one morning.
但有一天早晨呢
，from one of the people involved in this，
就是在中间涉入到这个问题的人呢，我
接到他一个电话。Did you read what so and so wrote on Facebook？
他说你读了谁谁谁在脸书上写的那个贴吗
？I said no。
我说我没读的。
I'm a Christian。
我是基督徒。
I want to live at peace with everyone。
我想跟众人过一个。
So I try not to read anything。
所以过一个安静和平的生活，所以我不想看太
多贴了。Let me read you what they wrote。
我给你读读啊，他们那个贴上脸书上怎么写的
？They read。
然后他们就读了一下。
And when they were done，
当他们读完了以后
，I said。I have a question.
然后我说我有个问题啊。
Do you disagree with that statement?
你跟他所那个声明是不同意他的声明吗
？Because it's actually a Bible verse, and I told him the reference.
因为那是我所给他们所引用的一句经文。
Well, yes, but do you know why they put it there?
是我没有，但是你知道他们是又出于什么原因写这个篇文的吗
？They were just trying to attack me.
他为什么？因为他们就想要攻击我。
I said, really?
我真的。是的。
I said, that's what they told you?
我说那是他们给你说了吗？他们写这个贴文是为了攻击你。
No.
没有。
I said, before you called me.
我说在你给我打电话之前。
When you called them and asked them why they posted that, what did they say?
当你问他们你们为什么在那个脸书上写这样写的话他们怎么说的
Why didn't call them? I already know why they did.
我没有给他们打电话我已经知道他们为什么要这样写。
Paul says,
保罗说
Putting away falsehood.
保罗说你们要弃绝谎言。
In our debates, in our disagreements,
在我们的这个分歧当中在我们的这个争论当中
When you dislike what another member of the church does,
当你不喜欢另外一个教会的成员他所做的事情的时候
，You cannot, you must not.
你必须，你不能，你
一定要。Attribute to them beyond what you know firsthand from asking them, from talking to them, from listening to them.
就是你是第一手的，你去问他们，你跟他们交流，然后呢，你不能说你自己给他们一些想法是超过你的第一手的这个跟他们的资料，不能去想过于那个。
Why?
为什么？
保罗说 For we are members of one another.
因为我们是互相为肢体。
We are one body.
我们是一个身体。
And we must not speak falsely of our own body.
因为我们不能说对我们的肢体说这个谎，说这个虚谎的话。
Have eight of these left, hurry. Question one, is it true?
第一个问题问自己说，这是真话吗
？Question.
第二个问题
Verse 26
就是第26节说
Am I too angry to speak in love right now?
我现在是不是太生气了我因为我如此生气我还能够在爱情中说实话吗
One reason, one thing that keeps us from speaking the truth in love
有一个不能让我们在爱情中说诚实话的原因就是
It's simply get mad
很简单就是我们挺生气的
And when we get mad
当你一旦生气的时候
we are incapable
我们就没有办法没有能力
thinking clearly.
就没有办法那个思维很清楚
You know in English mad has two meanings
你知道在英文里面这个 mad 就是这个有两个意思
Mad means to get angry
一个是说我已经我用我要 getting mad 就是我要生气了
and to go mad means to lose your mind
还有一个这个英文这个
to go crazy
中文翻译就是说这个人脑子疯狂了
and I don't know anything about linguistics but I've always thought those two are related
我不知道这个语言学但是我知道这个生气跟发狂这两个词其实是有关联的
but when I get angry I lose my mind
因为当你生气的时候脑子肯定就不清楚
and I don't think rational
然后呢你想的也不是说很合乎。
And so when Paul is giving us good practical advice about how to speak the truth in love.
所以保罗是给我们很实用的一个很好的建议就如何在爱心中说实话。
In your anger.
说属于你在你生气的时候。
Do not sin.
不要犯罪。
How?
如何做到这一步呢
?Don't let the sun go down on your anger.
不可含怒到日落。
In other words, don't hold grudges.
就是说你不要这个怀着
怨恨。Don't just keep chewing on this.
不要在这反复。不复要在这反复的思想反复的咀嚼你的让你生气的这个事儿。
And don't give a place to the devil.
不要给魔鬼留地步。
Don't overreact. Don't let him take control.
不要让这个魔鬼来掌控这个情况你不要过度反应。
Whether it is in our marriages.
不管是在我们的婚姻当中。
With our children,
或者跟我们的孩子
with our coworkers,
或者是我们的同事
or with our fellow church members,
或者是我们教会的弟兄姐妹
When we are controlled by anger,
当你是被这个怒气所控制的时候
we cannot speak the truth in love.
我们就没有办法在爱心里说诚实话
We may speak the truth,
我们那时候可能说的是真话
but it will not be in love.
但是呢却不会说是在爱里边说的。
Proverbs says,
箴言说
that when you speak the truth without love,
当你说的真话但是却没有爱的时候
it's like a club,
就像个大棍子似的
in the hand of a drunk man,
就像那个醉汉手中的棍子
waving it around,
就到处乱挥
hitting people,
然后呢就到处打人
and doing harm,
就是带来很多伤害
And many of us have seen truth handled that way.
我们很多时候看到真理就是这样的被操纵被用的。
The words were truth.
这个说的话呢是真理。
But they did great harm.
但是却带来了伤害。
Question three.
第三点。
Do I care about my brother or sister?
就是我是不是在意或者爱我的这个弟兄姐妹。
Verse 28 is not talking about communication, but the principle is still here.
但是呢，二十八节呢，他没有讲到这个就是彼此的交流，但是原则在这里。
This is a whole list of things about how we live as believers.
这是一个整个关于作为基督徒怎么样来生活的一个清单。
This one is not about communication.
二十八节不是讲到这个就是对话交流的。
And a Bible expert would say, no, you're stretching this.
有的如果是一个圣经学者说哦你把这个拉得太深拉得太远了。
So put away being a Bible expert for a moment and listen, because I think my principle here is true to Paul.
我觉得我对保罗来讲这个原则是一样的。
He says, let the thief no longer steal.
从前偷窃的不要再偷。
But let him labor.
总要劳力。
Doing honest work with his hands.
亲手做正经事。
So that he may have something to share with those in need.
就可有余分给那缺少的人。
I think the principle here applies, and that is this.
我觉得在这里所应用的这个原则就是
As the body of Christ,
作为一个基督的身体
we care for one another.
我们彼此照看彼此看顾
A mindset that looks out for one another.
我们的心态就是我们要彼此看顾彼此照顾
In his case, it is a thief who is now working to provide for those who need help.
在保罗的这个例子里边，就是原来是个小偷，他现在呢开始工作，然后呢给那些缺乏的人呢也供应，把多余的给缺乏的人。
And I think it applies very much to our speech.
我觉得这个也可以应用在我们的讲话上。
How we treat each other in our speech.
我们在我们的言语上如何来。对彼此对待呢
Speaking the truth in love.
我们靠在爱心里说诚实话
Some of you met my daughter last night.
昨天我们有些人可能看到我女儿了见遇到我女儿了
She was young.
她年轻。
Her younger brother.
她的弟弟。
Who is now bigger than I am.
然后呢，她的弟弟现在，就我儿子现在比我还高大。
He would really, really frustrate her.
她怎么样可以让她很上气呢？让她很恼怒呢
？In many ways, many ways, they are opposite.
他们在很多方面都是。完全是相反的。
And she would get so frustrated with her little brother.
她有的时候对她的弟弟真的好恼火。
But let me tell you something.
但是我告诉你。
If any of you.
如果你们其中的任何人。
Ever said anything negative about her little brother.
然后任何人说到关于她弟弟不好的事情。
You're never going to get a Christmas card from her the rest of your life.
你这一辈子就别想接到从她来的圣诞卡片了。
Because that.Was her brother.
因为那个是他的弟弟。
She didn't stand up for him.
他就是为他站立。
You know, that's how the church is supposed to be.
那就应该是教会里边这样。
Now, I might criticize Richard. Sure.
我可能可以批评说这个理查德。
You better not.
但是你最好不要。
He's my brother.
他是我的弟兄。
You understand?
你了解吗？
I like his shirt, by the way.
我还是我喜欢他这个衬衫。
But you understand?
你了解吗？
We care for one another.
我们真的是彼此看顾，彼此照料。
How that relate to speaking the truth in love?
那这个这跟在爱心里说诚实话有什么关联吗？
When I am dealing with an issue.
当我在处理一个议题，一个问题的时候，
I must be asking.
我必须要问。
Am I showing care?
我有没有显示我的这个关切呢？
For my brother or sister.
我有没有对我的弟兄姐妹展现我的爱？
That's going to guide me to speak the truth in love.
这个会就是会引导我能够在爱心里说诚实话。
And then we see a very practical way of doing this.
然后我们也看到一个非常实际的应用这个的方式。
So my fourth question is.
所以第四个问题就是。
Will this build up my brother or sister?
这个会不会造就我的弟兄或姐妹呢？
Listen to verse 29.
请你听29节。
Let no corrupt talk come out of your mouth.
和污秽的言语一句不可出口。
But only that which is good for building up.
只要谁是说造就人的好话。
That it may give grace to those who hear.
叫听见的人得益处。
The opposite, listen to what Paul does here.
你听保罗在这里讲的。
The opposite of speech that builds up.
就是说那个能建立人造就人的好话的反面就是。
Is he calls corrupt speech.
他称为是这个污秽的言语或者有个翻译说怪话。
In other words, Paul says.
换句话说保罗说的是。
My talk is always doing one of two things.
我的那个言语呢总是做不是这样就是那样总是做这两件事中的一件
building up
或者是造就人建立人
or tearing down
或者是拆毁
nothing in the middle
没有说一个中间的
speaking the truth in love
所以呢在爱心里说诚实话
is constantly asking
是不断的问自己
are my words building up my brother or sister
我的言语是在造就建立我的弟兄姐妹吗？
I have a friend who is just wonderful at encouraging.
然后我的一个朋友好像总是能够鼓励人。
You always leave his presence encouraged.
当他离开你的时候，你总是感觉到被鼓励。
And one day I said to my friend.
有一天我问我的朋友。
I said, how do you do this?
我说你是如何做到的呢？
Because I'm not good at it. How do you do it?
因为我在这方面不行。那你是如何做到的呢？他说
，Do you know how to know if a person needs encouragement on any day？
他说你能够知道说，在任何时一天任何时候，你知道这个人是需要鼓励吗
？Anybody know how to recognize if a person needs encouragement？
你们怎么能够认出来说这个人今天是需要鼓励呢？他在这个时候需要鼓励呢？大家知道吗
？My friend said, ask one question.
我朋友说你就问一个问题。
Are they breathing？
他们有没有在呼吸
Because if they're breathing,
因为他们只要在呼吸在喘气
they need encourage.
他就需要鼓励
Isn't that a great answer?
那是不是一个很棒的答案呢回复呢
And one
that I know.
是一个我经常忘掉的。
Paul says,
保罗说,
go through life.
当你过你的生活，过你的日子的时候,
looking for opportunities to build up, to encourage your brothers and sisters in Christ.
就是寻找机会，就是去鼓励你的在主里的弟兄姐妹。
I'm going to talk a bit more about that in the sermon this morning, so let me move on.
所以今天早上我会讲这个，所以我就
the next question that I think you have to ask.
我们要问的问题就是,
is my attitude on this issue right?
我在这个问题上的我的这个态度是对的吗?
Let bitterness, verse 31.
第十一节, 31节说,
bitterness, wrath, anger,
恼恨愤怒,
slander,
嚷闹, 诽谤,
be put away from you.
都当从你们中间除掉,
along with all malice.
还有一切的恶毒, 就是阴毒。
I cannot speak the truth in love.
我是没有办法在 在爱心里说诚实话的,
towards a person,
对着一个人,
against whom I hold bitterness.
如果你对那个人心里有苦毒的话, 你是没有办法在爱心里说诚实话的,
because my words are going to be colored.
因为我的言语都是被我的这个心态里面已经被影响了, 好像已经被它污染了似的。
Have you ever talked to someone?
你有没有跟一个人讲话?
Who the words sounded really nice.
他们的言语好像听上去很好,
until finally they got around to the little stab, the little knife that they were headed for.
但是最后他们就好像怎么说呢，就是绕来绕去，最后呢捅你一刀。
You understand?
你了解吗？就中国人说笑里藏刀。
I once had to
口蜜腹剑是吧？口蜜腹剑。
I once had to have a medical physical for a job.
You apply for medical.
I had to do a physical.
Okay. 有一次，因为呢，我要工作了，我先做这个体检。
And I stepped on the scale.
然后呢，我就站上那个秤。
And the nurse said,
那个护士说什么呢？
Wow, you don't look so fat.
哦，你看上去可是没有那么胖啊。
She meant it as a compliment, I guess.
他可能，我想他可能是大概说一个称赞的话。
But it really didn't feel like a compliment.
对我来讲，那个可不像一个好像一个鼓励称赞的话。
Some people are really good at saying some words.
有些人非常擅长讲些话。
But underneath the hurtful.
在那个下边呢，其实是。 让你感觉很难受。
Underneath the words,
因为在他的话语的那个下边,
bitterness,
就是苦毒,
anger,
愤怒,
wrath, malice,
而且是那种苦毒, 还有那种, 暴怒。
And on the surface, everything looks great.
你在表面上看, 每样事情都很好。
But underneath,
但是在那个下边呢,
there is an attitude,
那个心态, 那个心,
that erases any possibility of it being the truth in love.
他以下边这个心态已经除去，就是抹去了任何。
What is my attitude?
在爱心里说诚实话的这种可能。
Titus says something similar.
在提多书里也说了一些相似的。
Sorry, I told you there was only one scripture.
Yeah.
Titus chapter 3.
提多书第三章。
Listen to what Paul says. Verse 2.
在保罗第三章第二节，提多书说，
Remind them to speak evil of no one.
他们说， Is that true?
Verse 2.
他说，不要毁谤人，不要增进，总要和平，向众人大显温柔。
Speak evil of those of no one.
他说，你不要毁谤任何人。
He doesn't say, don't speak evil of those who agree with me.
保罗说的不是说不要诽谤那些跟你意见相同的人。
He doesn't say don't speak evil of those who share my same theological beliefs.
保罗说不要诽谤那些跟你想法一样的人。
Or political beliefs or any other.
不管说他是在政治上还是在任何地方他跟你的意见一致的，你不要诽谤这些人。
Speak evil of no one.
他说是不要诽谤任何人。
Avoid quarreling.
不要增进，不要争吵。
Be gentle.
要温和，要谦和。
And then listen to this.
你听一下。
This verse convicts me greatly.
这句话真的是让我的，就是很打动我的心，也很，就是让我的心里边觉得
果真如此。And I think we need to print it out.
我觉得我应该把这个印出来。
And put it above every place where we're going to be doing any kind of discussions.
就是在任何地方我们要进行讨论的话，
Every church board meeting room needs it in big print.
每个不管是执事会还是开会的时候都应该放在那个贴在那个墙上。
Needs to be at the top of your computer screen before you post anything on social media.
当你在社交媒体上准备要贴任何东西呢，放个标签在你的电脑上。
And every person at every political rally needs a sign with this on.
在那个任何政治集会上大家都应该签名看到这句。
To show perfect courtesy toward all people.
他说的是在一切事上对所有的人都要显出温柔。
Now that would make for boring political rallies, wouldn't it?
如果这样的话，那政治集会就没有什么，就很无聊，很枯燥了。
But do you understand what Paul is saying to Titus here?
你知道保罗在这里对提多教导的是什么？
This church that Titus was pastoring.
你知道提多所牧养的那个教会？
On the island of Crete.
是在那个克里特岛上。
Was a problem church.
是一个充满问题的教会。
In a problem community,
在一个充满问题的一个社区。
They were known for having conflict.
他们以这个总是有矛盾冲突来出名，然后各种各样的问题。
And Paul said, "You teach your people."
但是保罗说，你教导你的那个。
They are to show perfect courtesy.
你要有这样子的一个温柔，这样的一个恭敬礼貌。
Toward all people.
对所有人，对待每一个人。
A few months ago,
几个月以前
I read a fascinating article.
我读到一篇很有趣的文章。
The church convention met in a fairly small community, small town.
就是有一个教会呢，他举办一个，就是他们有一个会议，有一个像我们的退休会似的，在一个小镇上。
As I recall, there were 4,000 people who came to the convention.
然后呢，他那个会议呢，特会上呢，有4000人来参加。
Enough that you know people in the community noticed them.
所以，因为他们人很多嘛，那镇上的人就都注意到他们了。
One week after the convention was over,
当他们这个特会结束以后呢
，a Christian sociologist
有一个就是基督徒的这个社会学家
went to that town.
他就去那个镇上
，and he went to every restaurant.
他就去不同的餐馆。每个餐馆
with just two questions.
他就问了两个问题。
Do you know the people who were here last week, who they were?
你们知道上个星期来你的餐馆的这些人是什么人吗？
And question two.
第二个问题。
How did they treat you?
他们如何来对待你们的？
To the waitresses.
他们对这个服务生。
To the hotel.Reservation clerk.
或者是对这个旅馆里面就是负责订旅馆的。
He wanted to know, number one, had these people acted in a way that the people world around them knew they were Christians?
这些人是不是他们的行事为人像这个世界所知道说基督徒呢？
And number two, he wanted to know.
第二点他想知道说
had they acted in a way
他们的行事为人
that the people knew.
然后这个被他们跟他们相就是有来往的人，他们有没有显示这个非常的恭敬的对待每一个人
？I'm not going to tell you the results of his survey.
我不告诉你们这个调查的结果。
But I'm going to say this.
但是我要说
，Let me tell you what the results ought to be according to Paul.
根据保罗，那这个结果应该是什么
？Everyone should know.
每一个人。
Oh, yes, that group of people. They were a bunch of Christian believers. They loved Jesus.
那些人呢，都是一群基督徒，他们爱耶稣。
And number two,
第二点呢
，Everyone ought to say,
每个人被调查的人都应该能说
，I have never in my life served more gracious customers.
我在我生活中从来没有见过这么有恩典、这么温和、有礼貌的顾客。
They were kind.
他们非常的和蔼、友好。
Well.
他们那个付小费付的也很好。
It was an honor to have them here.
就让他来我们这里真的是很有是荣幸的。
One of the happiest conversations I've had.
我跟他们交谈真的是很开心。
Because I sometimes will ask a clerk or a waiter or something at a restaurant.
有时候我是在餐馆里，不管是对服务生啊，还是对一些人问他们。
How do our church members do when they come here? I always like to know.
我总是想知道，当我们教会的成员到你们那儿来说，他们是怎么样。
And I was talking to the clerk in McDonald's.
有一天呢，我是在那个麦当劳的一个人在讲，就是在那工作的人来问他们，就在我住的那个地方。
And I said,
然后我就问他
，How do our people do when they come here?
哦，我们教会的人来到你们这儿，他们都怎么样呢
？And the guy started smiling. He said, "You know so and so. He told me someone."
他那个工作人员就开始笑，他说：“你
知道这个人吗？”he described
him. 他说他不知道这个人，但是给我描述的人长什么样。
He says he comes in here every day.
他说每天都来。
And then this is what he said.
然后他说这个人怎么样
？If we mess up anyone's order,
如果我们把他订的单给弄错了。然后我就会觉得，哎呀，糟糕！
We always want it to be his.
我们如果弄错一张订单，我们总希望是你们教会的那个人。
Because he's so kind.
因为他非常的和蔼，非常的友好。
And we know he won't yell and cuss at us.
他就不会对我们喊，也不会对我们生气。
I'm not a Christian, the person said.
那个人说我不是基督徒。
But I can sure tell he is.
但是我可以确定他是。
That's how it ought to be.
那就应该是。我们应该是这样的，这就是保罗说的。
Back to speaking the truth in love, arguments.
再回到说，在爱心里说诚实话。
Can you understand what that would do for our debates?
你想想，这个爱心说诚实话对我们的这个讨论会带来什么影响吗
？If we were known as people who speak the truth,
如果我们是以爱心说诚实话的人所闻名，就是让别人是对我们是这样的印象。
I don't want to get on to specific topics, but let me give you an example that
我不想在一个具体的
shows what I mean.
但是我想给一个来显示我所说的
With the news of this past week,
这个上个星期的新闻
the issue of abortion is
就是讲到这个堕胎法案这个
front page,
就是在这个各大新闻的头条
And I'll tell you the truth, I am worried.
我真是有些担心。
And here's why I'm worried.
我为什么担心呢
？As believers,
作为基督徒
，as this issue once again takes front page,
当这个再次上到新闻头条的时候，这个堕胎案
，we must handle this and handle the people who are hurting with love.
我们必须要。对，就是说怎么来处理这些这个事情，还有这些受伤害的人呢？要带着爱来处理。
We must speak the truth.
我们必须要讲真理。但是呢，带着爱心坚持真理。
I have seen two ways of doing that.
我看到两种做这个的方式。
I lived in a community 30 years ago.
这个我住的是三十年四十年以前。
40 years ago.
现在是四十年以前。
With a church that got on the front page,
有一个教会呢，就上了这个新闻的头，新闻当地新闻的头版。
For marching down the street with signs,
因为我们就是在街上游行。
And screaming to women going in a clinic,
他们就是就是有一个教会，他们就在那个对着那些去堕。
You're a baby killer.
对着那些要去那个堕胎中心的这些女人，就在那儿喊说：“你们是你们杀害婴儿的人。”
They were not speaking the truth at all.
他们在那边就是有点好像咒诅，这个不是在爱心里说成。
Now let me balance that with another approach.
但是呢，我给你讲另外一个面对处理的方式。
There's a town.
再有一个城镇。
In a very liberal state,
所在的那个州是非常的、非常、非常的自由派、左派。
Very liberal community.
他们是一个非常自由派的一个社区。
That 30 years ago,
三十年以前
，a group of churches gathered together.
有一群教会的人。
And said, "We must speak the truth in love."
我们必须要在爱心里说诚实话。
They began to advertise.
他们就开始做广告。
You're pregnant.
说你的这个怀孕
And you cannot afford
to raise your child.
你也不能，你怀孕了，你也不知道怎么样来抚养这个孩子，没有能力抚养这个孩子。
We will adopt your baby.
我们会收养你的孩子。
Or we as a church,
或者作为教会
will help you with the cost of raising the child.
或者是帮助你，就是你抚养这个孩子。
They had some members who bought some rundown properties.
他们有些教会的成员，他们就去买了那些破旧的房子。
Renovated them,
把它重新的装修。
And rented them out.
然后把这些租给他们
去用。
对这些被就是给这些。对这些单亲妈妈的基本上就是不用他们花钱租给他们。
In that community to this day,
到那个社区直到今天
there is really no division.
他们那个社区里没有这种分裂。
Because the churches are known as representing life.
因为呢教会在那边所代表的就是生命。
In love.
是在爱中代表生命。
You understand?
你了解吗
？That in every issue that we debate,
在每一个我们所讨论、所争论、所讨论的议题上
，has to be our approach. Now here's the problem.
必须是我们的一个就是处理的方式、面对的方式。
It costs a lot more to help the cost of raising a child.
你去帮一个孩子，帮他们抚养孩子，这个所花的代价。远远超过
for a sign.
远远超过你去举着牌子
Sign is a lot cheaper.
因为你举那个牌子是便宜很多的
It takes a long-term commitment.
这是需要一个长期的委身
It takes sacrificing sometimes some of our prejudices.
有的时候你要牺牲你要放下自己的偏见
They say, well, that person is just lazy.
你就说那个人就是懒散
and deserves trouble.
所以呢他这样自作自受
you understand?
你了解吗
Paul says,
保罗说
This is how we live.
那就是我们应该如何来生活的
This is the sacrifice we make.
这就是我们所做的这个祭我们的牺牲
Two more things and I have to quit.
然后再讲两件
I have a whole other page. Verse 32 Is it kind?
再一个问题就是说这是良善吗
Listen to what Paul says.
这个保听保罗说在
第32节 to one another.
保罗说你们彼此要以爱心恩慈相待
Tenderhearted.
存怜悯的心
Forgiving one another.
彼此饶恕
As God in Christ forgave you.
正如神在基督里饶恕了你们一样
This is very simple. This is very simple.
这是很简单的
But some of the issues that we argue about.
我们有些时候所争论的问题
We could simply.Forgive.
我们就可以简单的就是饶恕然后让他走
Some of our conflicts
我们有时候我们彼此冲突在教会里的矛盾冲突在婚姻中的矛盾冲突
are because 20 years ago
而是因为20年前
that person wronged me
那个人亏待了我
and I have a chance
但我现在有机会了
to even the score
我来那个这个扯平了。
And here's what makes it better.
更好的是
，I'm even on the biblical side.
而且我都是在这个讨论中，我都是在圣经真理的这一方面。
Boy, that feels good.
但是是不是感觉很好啊
？I get to get even and be right at the same time.
我又扯平了，我又是在正确的一方。
Isn't that great?
那是不是很棒呢
？But the truth is,
但是真理就是
some of those things
有些东西。
I wouldn't have to argue.
你不需要去争论。
If it were not, but I'm holding a grudge from 20 years ago.
不是因为你说我对20年前对这个人心里面还有这个怨恨，直到今天。
Because they aren't that big.
因为那个不是什么大事儿。
But I made it big.
但是我让这件事成为大事儿。
Because I do not forgive as Christ.
因为我没有像基督那样去饶恕。
All right, I'm out of time.
我现在时间不
够。Maybe I've made the issue more.Confusing rather than less.
也许我把这件事情让你们更混淆，而不是更清楚。
We are not called to compromise truth.
我们没有被说呼召说你要妥协真理。
We are called to teach truth, hold truth.
我们被呼召是要持守真理。
But we are called to do it in love.
但是我们是在爱心里持守真理。
Next week I'll move on.
下个星期我会继续讲。
I'll look and see. All right, let's pray.
让我们一起祷告。
God, would you help us to be people who are known for being true to your word?
主啊，求你帮助你的子民成为，就是对你的话语是真实的。
But who are known for being people of love.
也是有爱的这样的一群人，以这样的名，有这样的名声。
Would you help us to be people that when people in our community describe our church, they say, yes, I know that church.
帮助我们成为这样的人群，当社区里的人描述我们的时候，
They are loving people.
他们会说他们是有爱心的人。
That even those who disagree with us,
即使是那些跟我们不同有不同意见的人，跟我们不
同意见，
认出来我们是以爱相连接。
As husbands and wives and fathers and mothers,
作为父母，作为夫妻，
Would you help us that in the conflicts that will come in our marriage, in our family.
就是在家里一定会有的这种冲突，在婚姻中一定会有的冲突中。
We'll speak the truth.
我们在爱心里说诚实话。
Pray Jesus.
我们这样祷告，奉主耶稣的名求。
If you're late, tell the preacher it's my fault.